Welcome to the Ad Tech Forum. We're excited to bring you episode 5 of our 5-part series on supply, brought to you by Cadent. With us today, the one and only Jess Santoro.
Jess is an enterprise software media executive with more than 25 years of integrated media and ad technology experience. A leader in the field, he has expertly matched up top credentials in traditional media and marketing, coupled with a passionate commitment to digital transformation, programmatic software, and enterprise SaaS solutions. Jess is the EVP of Advanced TV and Video at Cadent. Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jess. Jess, when you consider the evolving landscape of CTV, how is Cadent adapting to the changing needs and preferences of both viewers and advertisers alike?
Again, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. Big fan. Long-time listener, first-time caller here. I think, listen, if I break that down, I'll start with the viewer, because at the end of the day, the advertiser is dependent upon the viewer, right? And their behaviors. I think, you know, the consumer trend lines continue to follow what we often refer to as choice and control. We all see it in our everyday working lives. We all see it in our, you know, personally living through the evolution of TV, going from a scroll through a channel guide list of maybe cable networks and programming to what has become a very curated, personalized, on-demand experience of what, how, and where you want to watch select content, right? So when we work with our clients who are the advertisers, our starting point is realizing that getting reach and scale out of, you know, TV, and to define TV, I would say that we look at that as a true omnichannel experience now. TV is not just linear. It is all the devices that carry that content, right? It's not easy to get scale anymore, right? And so when you ask about kind of how we're considering the evolving landscape, I think our big step in evolution for and with our clients was development of Aperture MX. Aperture MX is our media exchange. I know we'll talk more about that, but in short, what Aperture MX is, it's our SSP, and it's a digital supply marketplace with a priority focus on connected TV inventory. Also inclusive other OTT distribution points, but CTV was that real big focus point. And I should probably take a step back. From a macro view, Cadent has been in the linear supply marketplace for literally 2+ decades. And that's the foundation of our business, right? And so, we're not new at this is the reason I share that. And so, but back to that choice and control, that viewer evolution, as we've seen the declines in linear viewership, they in large part have simply been shifts in, basically viewing behavior of going from a linear environment or linear distribution point to an OTT distribution point. So expanding our TV marketplace to include CTV and again, more broadly OTT. So our clients, back to the advertisers, have the mechanism to truly target and track audiences across all content. That is really how we're kind of evolving with them.
How does Cadent prioritize privacy when it comes to data?
Complicated for everybody, right? ATG. But I think, first off, everything Aperture prioritizes consumer privacy and is in compliance with consumer privacy practices and regulations. So that would be a 30-minute discussion on its own if we wanted to, but I just want to be clear that there should be no advertiser concerns with the data within Aperture. And if and when we are, I don't know if the word's challenged, but asked, to make sure that everything's in compliance, we have all of that background and we pass with flying colors. When it comes to the experience behind TV advertising, I think everyone would agree that it continued to show improvements. Sometimes I think about it. The term golden age of TV has really been around for a while, but I mean, the amount of content, really, really good content that continues to sit back to again, choice and control, that sits at our fingertips to access when we want and how we want to. It is absolutely incredible, right? And so our approach is really simple. How do we get the ad experience to be more relevant to that amazing content, right? So We start with defining and creating an audience that best represents one of our advertisers' consumer targets. We have a number of tools that we can do that with. Part of, you know, Aperture MX is part of the overall Aperture platform. The Aperture platform is a TV tech stack essentially that cuts across three overall areas: audience, activation, and analytics or attribution. On the audience side, we have an audience studio and a data marketplace. So we can work with clients if they have their own first party data or third party segment they've created that defines their target. We will take that. And then what we do is we utilize our viewer graph, again, part of the Aperture, really a foundational element of the Aperture platform. And we use that to help identify all of the ad-supported content environments within any household that will match those targeting segments. And the point is pretty simple. How do we make advertising more relevant to the viewer? And whether it's, if it's on the linear side, we just try to find high concentrations of that viewer in linear environments. And then naturally, as we all know, when it's on the connected TV side, we have that direct device or content targeting capability. So in general, when you look at our very broad spectrum of content that we can represent, such as that robust supply marketplace via Aperture MX or SSP, and you combine that with the various tools we have for identifying and optimizing for whatever an advertiser defines as performance, an action, reach, whatever it might be, advertisers quickly start seeing that the yield on those more targeted media investments, and furthermore, the yield on investments that take a combination of broad reach vehicles and targetable household targetable vehicles, they undoubtedly see a yield on their media investments improve.
How does Cadent bridge the gap between fragmented audiences across screens?
When I think about how we envision bridging the gap, I come back to Cadent taking an omni-channel approach, right? I think in general, audiences have become so diluted across the marketplace. And I don't know if diluted is the right word, but it's hard to generate reach without going deep across a lot of supply, right? Like the days of going to a single supplier, whether it be a network, whether it be a publisher, like whatever it might be, the days of going across to a single supplier and being able to get the reach you need is really, really difficult. Like with limited exceptions, there is not a whole lot of must-see TV events anymore, right? And so, you know, I kind of referenced our Aperture platform. So I think when I think about bridging the gap, it's our entire platform that does it. So it's a tech stack. It's very purpose-built for video and TV in particular. And as I mentioned, when I kind of break down the stack, it's just audience activation and analytics or attribution, like some level of proof of performance. The audience that I mentioned includes our audience studio and our data marketplace. So there's the opportunity to build an audience and match the audience to viewing behavior. From activation, it's a combination of that converged DSP that we have, which is our ability to actually look at inventory and match the viewing both linear and through nonlinear or OTT environments. And that's also where that Aperture MX, that digital supply marketplace comes into play, right, with the activation. So whether you want help activating against it with us, or you want to programmatically activate against that through, you know, a DLID, a PMP, like whatever it might be, we provide those opportunities. And then on the analytics, that's the suite of tools that allows us to measure the performance of their investments. And so the gap bridging for us is a couple things. It's one single source or one single format of supply just doesn't cut it anymore because the audiences are so spread out at any given moment. Like there's not really a prime time anymore. It's my time. Yeah. And then we have to prove, like from the analytics and attribution, how are we proving that the supply that we're getting entrusted with investment to navigate against, how are we proving that our supply is driving results? And that's part of our measurement marketplace and our ability to agnostically measure, you know, did it perform?
Jess, when you look ahead, what partnerships and collaborations do you foresee as just being completely instrumental in advancing the capabilities of Cadent and the Aperture platform?
There are a few areas where we love to continue to expand our partnerships. One is supply.
Sure.
I mentioned earlier, our legacy roots, we are a television supply company. We've been doing it for a very long time. It just happens that the majority of that supply in the market was linear. We, over the last 4 years, and aggressively with the development of our SSP over the last year, have expanded that supply for, again, those digital touch points. So one of the partnerships that's critical is any publisher that has quality video, CTV, television, like supply, it's mutually beneficial for us to partner because we are bringing a tremendous amount of high expectation demand into our marketplace. A second area of really strong collaboration is data. So we work a lot with agencies and holding companies and clients as to their proprietary data sets and making sure they're available within our data marketplace and our audience studio. And so any data providers that really have defined really good segments, good targetable segments across a lot of the cookieless environments, those are partnerships as well that we find tremendously mutually beneficial, not just commercially for us and the partner, but more important than anything for our advertisers.
Awesome. Thank you, Jess, for being here. This actually brings us to the end of our final episode. Thank you all for joining this episode of the AdTech Forum, sponsored by Cadent. We've covered a wide range of topics with our guest, Jess Santoro. Stay tuned for future series, and please follow us on LinkedIn and YouTube. Thank you, Jess, and see you all very soon.